And it's my privilege this afternoon to welcome you to this year's Bible Students Fellowship Conference. It's lovely already to see so many familiar friends and some one or two less familiar friends, and to renew old acquaintances and to make new friends. So it's lovely to see you all this year. So we will start our conference this year by singing Hymn 53 in the Bible Students Hymnal. That's Hymn 53 in the Bible Students Hymnal. I'll just read the first verse, and I'm sure Ray will have it up on screen very shortly. Come with hearts united, ye who know God's love, to a feast invited, sent us from above. Joyfully we gather, fellowship is sweet, knowing that our Father meets us as we meet. We'll stand and sing. Yes, the other side, Helen. Yeah. And our brother David Wayne will open with a word of prayer.
Gracious and loving Heavenly Father, we come before your throne of mercy and love. So to stand, just to sit, to kneel, to bow before you, Holy Father, to wait on you and to have you guide our hearts and our minds into deep and rich understanding, that we may flow with love and peace and joy, Father, as we make our way through this wicked us. Look to Jesus. Pray, Father, that you'll guide our eyes and our hearts to be more attentive to your word and to respond, Father, and have ears that are ready to listen and hear the messages that we share this week. We pray, Father, that the blessings that we receive, we make good use of them in our daily lives as we, when eventually you return on. But for now, Father, keep us safe, keep us focused, keep us fixed upon your Son Jesus, in whose name we pray.
Well, as you've no doubt seen from your programs, that the theme for this year comes from Revelation chapter 2 and 3. He who hath an ear to hear, let him hear what the Spirit saith to the churches. And this is something that's really drawn us all here today, and for this conference, and for those that will be arriving later, you know, so that we can study this word, so we can hear what the Lord would tell us and act upon it. And we know how precious it is also that we've had this Spirit put into our hearts and minds to make us to want to meet and study and to have fellowship with those of like precious faith. So I must admit I'm quite enthusiastic, really enthusiastic I should say, about this year's theme. I think it's just wonderful the way it's all come together. From the suggestion of the Wuthering of the Brethren from last year's conference. So that's really good to get all this feedback from our dear brethren and the various themes that the dear ones sent in. And we've had one really nice one to look forward to for this year especially. But we'll just have a couple of short readings before I hand you over to Brother David. First of all, I just wanted to read from Psalm 133. And then after that, our sister Susan Charlton is going to read today's Songs in the Night. But first I'll read from Psalm 133, just the first three verses, because it is just three verses. Behold, how good and how pleasant it is for brethren to dwell together in unity. It is like the precious ointment upon the head that ran down upon the beard, even Aaron's beard, that went down to the skirts of his garments, as the dew of Hermon, and as the dew that descended down upon the mountain of Zion. For there the Lord commanded the blessing, even life for evermore. And how pleasant it is to be the one with the other, and for all that we have in common together. And it always makes me think of the dews of Hermon, with the snow in winter, and the water gradually trickling down all the way down through the Jordan River. So that place in Israel, which so many of the Bible accounts refer to, and the thoughts of Israel and Jerusalem are often quite close to our thoughts. So now I'd like it if Susan, now if you would read today's Songs in the Night for August the 15th, please, Susan. August the 15th.
Individual becomes so at one with God and so in union with the law.
God's seat. Surely, only those who are thus captivated to the Lord in heart, and who serve Him in spirit and in truth, and endeavor to have His will done in their hearts, words and conduct are in full sense, the full sense of true worship for the Lord.
That's lovely. Thank you, Susan. How appropriate that seems for us today. And yet it is in today's Songs in the Night. So thank you for that, Susan, and sharing that with us. So the only other thing I wanted to say before I hand over to our brother David, who's going to talk to us shortly. As long as the technology seems to be working, we hopefully are going to be broadcasting quite a lot of the sessions here at this year's convention. So hopefully all things will work quite well today. But obviously there will be opportunity for anybody, you know, to tell anybody who may not know about it and who may be at home with a computer, and maybe there'll be ones that we can send links to and let them know what the link is to join the convention. But probably we'll try and announce something as a little reminder to ourselves, probably maybe later this evening or maybe tomorrow morning as we get going again, because all this is quite new for us and this is the first time we've been able to get this technology up and running. But it's nice for us to do yet another new thing, isn't it, David? It's sort of come together, not through anything that we've particularly done ourselves, but it's nice sort of us to watch such new things.